American pianist Simona Dinerstein recently collaborated with Tiff Merritt to create a new album, and Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen has this review of the project.
I'm just going to put this out there right away. Don't listen to Night, a new collaboration between folk singer-songwriter Tiff Merritt and classical pianist Simona Dinerstein, if you aren't in the mood to cry.
Is that only in songs? Yes, the blues. That's where I belong, if that's.
Now, as a child, I was raised on classical music, but folk, jazz, world, and rock all had a place in my home too, whether it was on the record player, the radio, or maybe even MTV. I'm a child of the 80s, after all. There wasn't anything strange about playing Mozart on my violin while adorning a giant fluorescent lace bow inspired by Cyndi Lauper. As a music lover, I've always been drawn to simply what I call good music. Genres are artificial borders constructed primarily for marketing ploys. And as both a classical music host and an arts producer here at KUAF, I love that I can program a Scarlatti keyboard sonata and then go interview the lead singer of a doom metal band. It's all in a day's work for me. I have the idea that a song by Billie Holiday can speak to a song by Purcell, and that each one can influence the way we hear the other, Simona Dinerstein says. Now, that's a quote that speaks to my heart, and indeed these massively different songs, 15 of them, weave together to form a whole unlike anything I've ever heard. Collaboration from musicians of drastically different genres certainly is not a new thing, but when it happens as well as when Tiff Merritt and Simona Dinerstein come together, well, that's certainly a feat. They're releasing the album on none other than Sony Classical, too. That's another feat in itself. Now, The New Yorker said of Dinerstein that she's the pianist of Generation X. Born in New York City in 1972, she's got the classical pedigree, attended Manhattan School of Music, then Juilliard, and went on to a residency at Tanglewood, launching her as one of the rising stars in the classical world. Merritt's ascension is much different. Born in Houston, Texas in 1975, she moved to North Carolina as a child and came to music singing folk harmonies along with her father. On paper, it looks like their only similarities could be their Gen X status and the fact that they're amazing musicians. The two became connected when Gramophone magazine arranged for Merritt to interview Dinerstein, and the rest is history. Well, I am really excited that Gramophone brought the two together, because what we have in Night is a remarkable piece where Billie Holiday informs Henry Purcell, who informs Schubert's Night in Dreams, remade as a cowboy song. Says Dinerstein could see the piece as a cowboy song, and Merritt's addition of harmonica adds just the right touch. There's also a Dinerstein original arrangement from Leonard Cohen Tunes, and the album begins with a Merritt original, Only in Songs. They've called this actually a song cycle, and they were on a tour all spring performing that song cycle live. It's an experience to listen to Night, and one that you will want to bask in for a long time. Night is one of those rare collaborations in which Merritt speaks of, that willingness to extend yourself to a new place, but in a way that does not feel like anything has been given up. In Night, it doesn't matter if the composer is long dead and classical, from a jazz idiom, or the music comes from Americana traditionals. It all comes together right here in Night. I really recommend it. It's a beautiful album of gorgeous songs. And again, it will make you cry. That is, if you're like me. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. He said he'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going to my home.